episode
of Technologics.
No. Yeah, and I came back for the the very last possible episode.
Let go of my hand.
Just over a year ago, three men got together. Actually, it was just me and you first.
Oh, it was just two, and then we found a triple for a couple. A very special friendship was born. We've touched the heart of literally hundreds of people across several parts of Ireland and America. In both audio and visual form, and here we are with what may be our final episode. We're going away to America, and when we come back, Francis will be taking on hooking full-time, and I'll be finishing college. And Jason,
what will you be doing? Finishing college as well. Dumbass.
I know, but I was expecting a clever and witty response. But then I remembered it was Jason. It's not possible. Okay, moving on to our first story.
Who missed the yearly the year of episodes? The anniversary?
We missed the birthday.
All of us! It wasn't just me, it was all of us. We did miss our anniversary.
And who thought that it was this week?
It was me. I even grew my hair long and dyed it just for this. But no. Okay, here's our first story. Apparently, if you're a mutant mouse, you no longer need to fear depression because scientists have cured it. Yes, that's it. A special genetically bred mouse will not feel depressed.
Hooray!
Yay.
For depressed mice. The scourge of humanity.
So hopefully this may one day lead to a cure for your children's depression, leaving you miserable, but them happy.
Hooray!
At least emo won't be contagious at that
point.
They
can cure lemmings. Throw themselves off cliffs all the time.
Yeah, they just come to the edge of the cliff and go, hooray! Good view. I'm leaving. Right. That's quick.
Okay, yes. There's some amazing new voice over IP services. One is called Hello, which is client-based, Windows-only, and allows you to make phone calls for free on your computer or from your phone. And really cool thing about it is, other than many other voice over IP services, it also allows conference calls, call transfers, and call forwarding, in which you can actually provide a list of phone numbers which you can be contacted at, and it will go through each one until you're actually reached. So I think that's pretty cool.
Windows only?
Come on, who uses anything other than Windows?
Yeah, exactly.
Greatest operating system in the world.
5% of the population.
Oh. No one wants to talk to them
Isn't
anyway.
Isn't that about the paedophile ratio also? Do you reckon it's the same 5%? I think so.
There we go.
Yeah, maybe they have better encryption tools, maybe that's it.
Mac and Linux Windows.
There's no backdoors in the operating system, man.
Yeah, pity there's no backdoors in the kids you chase. You flaming paedophile.
I think you've made all the paedophile statements, Gareth.
I have.
Even on the show.
The police are still not arresting me.
If you're
watching,
that's because you keep changing
hair. Not me. Him. Not a paedophile. Not. They cleared me of all charges.
Okay. To round off that story.
You're on your vector arc.
She swore she was 18.
You heard. Anyway. Quickly round off that story, there's also a voice over IP discount which offers 300 minutes a week of free calls to landlines anywhere in the world, and if you happen to be, it also allows you up to 300 minutes to mobile phones in the US. So,
hooray!
But you have to download the software and it's from a PC only.
But still, awesome. Discount VoIP. Phone your friends in Afghanistan.
Hooray! Good stuff. Anyway, moving quickly on, Fox is going to show some of its shows online for free. Hooray! So you'll have to download some software and then you can watch your favorite shows streaming with lots of ads which you can't skip. Hooray! I love
Windows
those ads.
Only, boo.
This sucks. This I think definitely sucks. I mean, who the fuck wants to download some software? Stream it in the
browser. Who wants to watch Fox?
Well, that's a good point actually. But they do have some good shows. Prison Break, I guess, is supposed to be good. I don't like it, but
American Dad?
No, it sucks.
Bill O'Reilly, Hannity and Combs.
The Loop. What the fuck is The Loop?
I don't know.
Why have you mentioned it on this list of important Fox shows? American Dad, The Loop, and Stacked.
No, it's shows available, I wrote. Not good shows, just shows.
Is that the Pamela Anderson reality TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, don't download this software, please. For humanity.
They don't even have, like, The Simpsons and Family Guy. The only two fucking shows you want to even consider
American Dad
watching. That's just...
Well, this is...
It's okay.
Plagiarism
is
plagiarism.
Watch.
Oh, right.
Well, the Family Guy is plagiarism.
As frequently pointed out in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on. Is war a disease? New research indicates that the effects of war may be similar to a syndrome, not post-traumatic stress, but an entirely new syndrome, which affects various forms of learning and memory. So, war, going to war, may affect and diminish your attention, verbal learning, and visuospatial memory. So, it might be a disease, after all. Soldier syndrome.
You could catch it. You could sneeze on you. I've got the disease.
I've got war. That's a war spread, actually.
Exactly.
One person shoots another, and they catch the disease of war.
Yeah, that's it. Or lobs a bomb, or a grenade, or a rocket.
Lobs a rocket.
Yeah.
How do you lob a rocket?
Yeah, that's what they do in Kerry.
With great difficulty.
Lob my foot. Alright, you got one
there. Oh yes, how to rig an election. So, in the US, if you didn't know it already, gerrymandering is rampant. And what is gerrymandering? Essentially, it means that the guys who you elect actually decide who their voters are. So rather than the voters deciding who's in charge and running the country, the guys in charge are going, oh yeah, I'm going to pick those voters and they're going to be my electorate because
wasn't he meant to the story?
Oh, yeah. Off you go. Oh, sorry, Jason. Sorry. Anyway, it was Jason's story. He found it. Anyway.
Let's call the other leg.
Keep your hands to yourself, boys. Jesus. To sit between you kids. Save it till later. Anyways, the thing is that what's happening in the US is both Democrats and Republicans are dividing electoral areas and electoral districts so that essentially in certain districts there is one incumbent, either Democrat or Republican, and there's just maybe a really tiny proportion of the opposing party. So whichever party rules that district is going to continue ruling it for a very, very long time, and it's pretty much pointless anyone running against the representative from that party. So people are just going to be apathetic and not bother voting because it's, you know, a done deal. And also the problem is that, first of all, people are going to be apathetic. Secondly, it's going to end up with a lot of states where essentially there is no contest for all the seats, and there's just going to be a small proportion of highly contested seats. And in these states and these districts, they're just going to pour all their efforts, all their money, and essentially those states are going to decide who rules the Senate or the Congress. So people in those districts are going to have a great time because any demands they make will probably be met. Both sides will try and meet them, you know, because they need those seats so badly.
Separate taps in their heads just for coke.
Yeah. Just for coke. Cocaine, that is.
BJs instead of toilets.
Yes, exactly.
Not instead as well.
Yeah. So the thing is, what should actually happen, and which happens in this country, is that there's an independent body which decides what are the electoral areas based on population and the spread of people in an area, so that each representative in the Dáil or the Seanad actually represents roughly the same amount of people. And often they have to redesign, you know, boundaries and things just to level things out. But it's still fair, so that everyone's representing the same amount of people, and you know, people actually think they've got a voice. In the US now, if you're in a Republican state and you're a Democrat, the only way you're going to get a Democrat voted in is to actually move house.
Yeah,
because you might as well not bother voting at all. It's pretty pointless. So it's just one way of pointing out that, you know, the US system is a bit wrong.
You get all kinds of weird shapes cropping up as well. Like on the coast of Florida, there's a strip that's 150 miles long and never more than 2 miles wide. Covers all the beach houses.
Yeah, so all the beach people are all come out together and vote
for the Republicans.
Yeah, and other ones are like the shapes of donuts and crabs and all kinds of crazy things.
This is an interesting thing. I mean, you gotta wonder, the United States is so diverse population-wise. Can people ever change anything? Can there ever be a popular movement which can gain any kind of foothold and eliminate the corruption?
The rotten heart of the American dream.
The Big Apple.
Well, you can certainly see how it would definitely... I always wondered why it was a two-party system. I can see now that they can always divide the district. So
yeah, no, we only need one party.
Yes.
Strong party.
The party. Yes, support the party, or you will go to.
Have you voted for the party? Of course, I voted.
I voted for the party. Yes.
Should go along to the election, compulsory election once a year. Take the one box
with 102% turnout. Some people voted twice because they just weren't sure they got it right the first time.
Party.
I want to vote again. I love him that much.
I'm gonna vote for my wife. She's dead. I know she voted for the party. So.
Okay.
Exactly. Right, next story. Apparently, plans are afoot to place a new dictator in Iraq. Having invaded Iraq to eliminate the last US-sponsored, supported, and upheld dictator, Saddam Hussein, conservatives, neoconservatives like Donald Rumsfeld, are planning potentially to remove the nascent and failing democracy which they have installed in the wake of their invasion of Iraq and replace it with a dictatorship.
Hooray!
Amusing, ironic, or just depressing, who knows? Alright, next story.
Well, what's the definition of failed democracy? It's not the people are free to decide who they want, it's the people vote in who they want, or who the neocons want, I mean.
That's a failed democracy. Well,
yeah.
Hence, eliminate it and replace it with dictator. Possibly Jeb Bush, give him a head.
Yeah, they could have a new state there, just install Jeb.
USA
Jeb. USA Mark II. You know, the little front.
McDonald's land. Maybe they have a corporate sponsored state.
Exactly. Ronald will come in and go, I will kill you all.
Ronald McDonald, all the police officers could have his like, face.
Yeah, he'll kill all the insurgents with obesity.
It'll be a slow death.
It'll be slow and
certainly deal with the problem. Alright, All Peers is a new program, a BitTorrent extension, which, no, it's not, it's a Firefox extension, which allows you to use BitTorrent to trade files. So this is part of the new trend for wastes, small file sharing networks, which get around the problems of being tracked by the RIA, etc.
For what?
Et
you say wastes?
Wastes, yeah.
Wastes? I don't know.
How's that spelled?
W-A-S-T-E-S, wastes.
Mm-hmm.
God, these children. A waste is a private and theoretically secure network, in this case not so secure, but an imitation style network where peers share enclosed only in the
network lacy thing.
Invitation only and encrypted. It's not really a waste at all, this example. But shut up. But it's more secure than using whatever. Azurius or something. I suppose. But if you want to give your friend a file, that's what you can use. And it's all good and shit, yeah. That's it.
Ray. Oh no, it's over!
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
If you've enjoyed the show, you can send us money.
Yes, please do.
You need to set up PayPal or something for
yeah.
No,
send
us money.
Just
send
us money.
They know where we live, why not?
To Trinity FM, Ireland, and have an envelope with money.
You're going to need to like set up a post box or something.
No,
first.
No. Just send the money. Or Coke, packets of Coke or something. Yeah! Media pimp. This week. You can play Monopoly online for free. Multiplayer, Scrabble, etc. You can also... you can watch a video of a sweet gestural interface. And techpolitics.us, very similar themed blog to the show, has now got a blog radio show which you can phone into and listen to live as they make it. So it's kind of like a podcast mixed with a radio show.
Ooh.
Kind of cool.
It's very nice.
So it's kind of like just a podcast?
No, it's a podcast, but it's live, and you can phone in using a number on the net. It's like Skype mixed with a radio show, mixed with a podcast.
That's kind of like a lot of the podcasts out there, like DL.TV and stuff. Well, it's more like a TV show mixed with a vidcast.
Well, if you use Blog Talk Radio, anyone can have like a call-in setup on their show.
You can Skype?
No, using Blog Talk Radio.
So what, is that like a program? No? Why? What is it?
It's a website.
So how do you call in?
I don't know, I haven't used it.
Jeez.
The high production values continue.
Everybody watching this is capable of typing it into Google having a look for themselves and deciding whether or not to
use
it.
So why do we even, like, speak out to them? Just give them, like...
We don't anymore!
Oh, right. So it's gone downhill since I'm...
It has since you've returned, anyway.
Actually, I've got one or two things I'm going to pimp. I'm going to pimp Track Me Not and Black Box Search for all those AOL users who got cut out for all your searching for kiddie porn. Now you can do it anonymously, or at least try and hide
or not do it at all.
Or not
I see you could not do it. Thanks very much.
Or as Steve Colbert says, like, type in half of your searches that you already know. So...
You already know.
Oh, yeah, and every time you're about to search, type in, I am not, and your name.
Yeah. Okay, my second pimp is Gratis Gaming, which is just a cool just list of free online, or free games that you can download online for the PC. Some of them are pretty cool.
Waste your time.
Yeah, if you want to waste your time, and do nothing, basically.
Like we've been doing for a year.
Exactly, we haven't left
ungrateful
the
ungrateful bastards.
Exactly, we've been waiting for checks.
We haven't left this room in a year.
Yeah.
Jason brings us food and clothes occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes a sponge bath. Sometimes not.
Yeah, I'm dying for a piss. I can tell you that.
He usually goes out the window. But there have been shots fired.
We can piss out the window!
Why didn't you tell me 6 months ago? Have you been crapping?
Nope.
That explains the spare tire. Okay.
You're gonna have to cut that out.
None of this is getting cut out. It never gets cut out. It's perfect. It's a diamond, polished, perfect, glorious. Alright, thank you for watching and listening, and maybe we'll return at some point in the future. If there is an outcry and kidnapped and put in a cellar, our slave master films us and makes his own show called Gimps.
Technology slaves.
Game edition. Okay.